Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us. This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening.
My guest today is Chris from the United States, who takes LDN for chronic Lyme pain. Thank you for joining us today, Chris.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So can you tell us, you know, how long have you been taking LDN and how long did it take you to find LDN?
Okay, well, I'll start with my story, which is I was diagnosed with Lyme disease about 8 years ago. And after being going to several different doctors, some of them would put me on opioids, which I was not happy with because they would only give you so much, and that's for a good reason. You don't want to become addicted to them. I didn't like the way they made me feel. So I found a doctor actually, and I lived in New Hampshire at the time, but I found a doctor out in California, and he put me on the LDN, and that was a year ago. And since then, I've been 85% pain-free most of the time.
Wow. So tell us at the beginning of your story, when did you develop Lyme disease, and did you know straight away what it was?
I did not know straight away. I had a next door neighbor that would see me come home from work and drag myself in the door. And I was feeling like pinching and tingling in my hands and just random stabbing pains through my whole body. And she had Lyme disease for 10 years at that point. And she said, I think you have Lyme disease. I said, I don't remember being bitten by a tick, but I did have a rash on my leg. And I didn't associate that because it wasn't a bullseye and people don't always get a bullseye rash. And I don't remember a tick being there, but the rash was very itchy. So then I went to the doctor and he diagnosed me with, this had been going on for like several months. And I'm a dental assistant, or I was a dental assistant, and that can be very hard on your body. So I thought maybe that's what it was, but some of the things didn't make sense, like the brain fog and, you know, memory lapses and things like that, confusion. So that's when I took my friend's advice and went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what happened to you in between the being diagnosed and about 7 years later to starting LDN?
Well, at some point I had to quit my job because I couldn't deal with the pain anymore and being on my feet all day and leaning over patients. So, it was last year that I went to see this new doctor, and I told him about the pain. And he was the first doctor not to try to put me on a pain medication that was an opioid. So I was more than willing to try it because I didn't like feeling loopy. And, you know, he was wonderful. I mean, I've totally feel so much better being on the LDN that I actually tell other Lyme people about it, because there's such a hopelessness that comes with Lyme that it'll never end and never be fully treated.
What other symptoms did you have?
I would get infections in my eyelids to where my whole eye would swell shut. All of my teeth would hurt, and I know my teeth are in pretty good shape from my, you know, being a dental assistant, I hope. just like I said, the brain fog. I would forget words. At one point I was sitting in the car with my husband. I went to get out and I couldn't find the door handle. And that was scary because now I understand a little bit what maybe, you know, dementia people must feel like. There's just like a whole bunch of just weird things that happen to your body. And my thyroid went out of whack completely. I'm just trying to think of some of the other things that would happen. Just getting very moody and angry, not being able to do stuff that I was always used to doing. That was so frustrating, and especially losing my job, because I absolutely loved my job. And I couldn't walk anymore. I couldn't stand on my feet. So I moved to another state, and I don't have a dental license here, or I'd probably go back to work now.
Okay. So if you had to rate your quality of life before LDN on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, what would it have been?
I would say it was like a 5.
And now?
Now it's a 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So we moved to North Carolina and we bought a house that's on 8 acres. I'm outside every day doing stuff in the yard, in the garden, and doing stuff that I haven't been able to do for years. So that makes me very happy.
So how long did it take for LDN to work for you to the extent it has today?
It took at least 3 to 4 months to really kick in. And the only side effects that I've noticed are intense dreams. But other than that, I haven't had any side effects at all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it does help me focus. And I mean, I have bad days if I overdo it, you know, but other than that, I'm very happy with it. And I really would stress to other people with Lyme to try to get on it if they can. But it was frustrating to try to get my doctors here, not in California, but here, to understand what it is. And I feel like they're not that open-minded to it, which is, mm-hmm. Which is hard.
Yes. So when you started and LDN started working for you 3 or 4 months after you started, did the pain go rapidly or was it slow to go?
It was slow, but it's made such a big difference that, I will try anything at this point. Well, now I don't have to, but
yes, I know what you mean.
At that point, I was willing to stick with it long enough to make sure that it would work.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was trying to get over to other people that are listening, because so many people say to me, I've been on LDN nearly a month now and it hasn't made any difference. It's not a miracle drug. It's not going to be the magic bullet. You've got to give it time to work. And what about your diet and supplements and things? Did you do anything else alongside of LDN?
So alongside of LDN, I pretty much do sugar-free, gluten-free, because I found that my body was getting more inflammation from those. So now I just know to avoid them.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I mean, I eat fairly healthy. I don't eat a lot of processed foods or anything that might cause a flare up.
Well, an amazing story. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just, I would encourage people with Lyme to definitely try it if they can get their doctors to sign off and give them a prescription, and stick with it until you start to feel the results, because it's definitely worth the wait.
Well, thank you very much for having shared your story with us today.
And thank you.
This show is sponsored by our members who made donations. We'd like to give them a very big thank you. We have to cover the monthly costs of the radio station's software, bandwidth, phone lines and phone calls to be able to continue with the radio show. And thank you for listening. Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, L-I-N-D-A, at ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.